Hey, welcome out there, everybody. We're going to be reading out of 1 John here in a little bit. But right now, we're going to go to a very interesting, fascinating subject. That is the timetable of Satan again. Because we are now entering what? We're entering the Samhain problem for humanity. The Halloween-y time period, where the veil between the living and the dead, we can contact the other dimension so easily. But what does that have to do with World War One? What does that have to do with World War One? What does that have to do with the Protestant movement? What does the Protestant movement have to do with World War One? Well, when it comes to Catholicism, the same handlers that handled Nero and handled Rome and those families went on. In other words, the Habsburg family, their symbol being the double-headed eagle, set up Catholicism. They set up Constantine. They financed it all. Okay? Those families did not go away. So they set up Catholicism, and down the road, they wanted to control through dialectics. So they had this Rosicrucian occultist in the Catholic Church. His name was Martin Luther. He was a witch. He is a witch. His doctrine lives on. Now, why am I saying this? Because in World War One, we had some financiers. What about the people that financed Germany? Well, we know the Bauers are the Rothschilds. They set up Germany, moved that throne of Satan from Pergamos to Germany, to Berlin. But there were two financiers, two brothers. Now, the name Warburg doesn't, if you go to research that family, you're going to have trouble because it's a changed name. But look at it, Warburg. And the one brother financed Hitler's gang and the other the Allies. Two brothers. What's the chances of that, folks? Okay, so what's your point? What does that have to do with Halloween? Because Martin Luther was set up by the Warburgs. Well, I thought you said they financed war. They did. What does religion have to do with war? It has everything to do with war. You realize that we set up Martin Luther, and when does he decide to release the Protestant doctrine? On Halloween. It was written ahead of time. He spent all that time in the Warburg Castle. Has anyone ever seen the Warburg Castle? It's still in existence. They do tours of it. The Moody Bible Institute was gushing over it, going through there, showing all the rooms and the, a magnificent mansion castle. And that's where Martin Luther did his writings over the doctrine of Protestantism, and then released it to the public on Halloween. Did he expose Halloween? Samhain is the real name of it. The first day of the year to the Wicca witches is Samhain. Did he release that doctrine then? Yes. Right on Halloween. Did he expose Halloween? No. Did he say the Catholics are wrong because they're worshiping the goddess? They changed Mother Mary into the goddess. Did he say that? No. Did he say they should get rid of their obelisk? No. Should they go to the day of rest, back to the last day of the week instead of the first day, instead of Sunday? No. None of those issues. It's faith versus works. We got to split because of faith versus works. a fraud. Now, what does that have to do with war? It had everything to do with war. Do you realize what they did with the Protestant movement versus Catholic? Do you know how much blood was shed? How many people were tortured? I'm talking about huge wars. And that went on. It never changed. And that's an example of what we are living through today. How many of the occult doctrines were written about today? How many of them talked about the war between Muslim, Christian, and Jew that would bring in their world leader? How many of those? Do you know out there, studier? Does everybody know that Nostradamus has that right in his writings, his fake writings, his fraudulent writings? And look where he wrote that, in the mansions that he existed in. See, he wasn't some great occultist that predicted this. He heard about this war in those mansion meetings, in the round table meetings. This has been planned out, what we are living through today. And where is it escalating at? Right here, during the same period of time that Martin Luther was inside the Wartburg Castle writing his doctrine of Protestantism. He was a Rosicrucian. What does that mean? The rose represents world government. The rose represents the Ouroboros, the snake. The rose and the cross. The cross to the occultist represents the death of Christ. They put that scoundrel on the cross. So here we have our Christ. And the Ouroboros has its circle around the circle of the earth. The firmament of the earth is surrounded by the Ouroboros, and he's squeezing tighter and tighter, the Ouroboros is. And you think he's going to let go? Not to these occultists. They are not going to let go. They believe they have the world in the stranglehold, and they are not going to let go. Now, whether you go to the Protestant doctrine or the Catholic doctrine, they all boast about the meeting between the Pope, the Habsburg financial bloodline, and Martin Luther. And that was just prior to this releasing of the Protestant doctrine. So you understand that they have mixed the occult with Christianity in all of that. And all of that. So you fast forward to today, and your churches are now changing their name to the Global Church. See, and we have what we call a Gracetoberfest. The Oktoberfest has to do with Samhain, that celebration. So at the church we have today. As we speak, they're having the Gracetoberfest. Blasphemy of the, grace is the gift of the Holy Ghost. And you're mixing it with the occult in this Gracetoberfest. And what does it say? Family, faith, and fun. I always, because it's FFF, it represents 666. Family, friendly, fun, it says on the sign. You understand me? We are being baited here during this same time that the Warburgs did their dastardly deed by financing Martin Luther for this Protestant movement. How many wars? Let me ask you out there, Daddy. How many wars were fought between the Protestants and Catholics? How many empires, how many people were tortured? Did they not suppress the Bible? Did not London take over and create the Anabaptist did they not march us right into the Middle East? Now, I go back to what I was talking about last week with Calvinism. That was the next arm of it. So with the Jehovah's Witness, which was the Russellites, they were Zionists. Why? Why would we be worshiping the earthly Zionism when that's not what the Bible's talking about at all? The Bible's not talking about an earthly man-made Zion to worship. No. No, no, no. But see, all this came out all at once. We've been complaining about Madame Lebowski. We've been complaining about Westcott and Horror in the Bible versions. We've been just complaining about Zionism and how that's going to be the seed of the Antichrist. Darby and the rapture lie, all of this came out of Protestantism all at once. All at once, folks. Calvinism. Calvinism is that. It's the rapture lie. It is the Zionism. Because we got to get over there and kill those Muslims, don't we? Don't we? Aren't they the great terrorists? Now, wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. Switch channels, Tom. Click. No, it's the right wingers. Those people that love those Jews. They love Trump, don't they? Ain't that the other angle of it? Was Trump's crony preachers that supported him, were they involved with secret societies? Every one of them. This has been a goal. Okay, in case I got blotted out, every one of them. Paula White, his advisor? A witch? A witch. Kenneth Copeland? Listen, one thing Kenneth Copeland is, he is a great example of an occult preacher, of a pure mixture of witchcraft, Satanism, and occultism. He's got to be the king daddy of it. Now, I think he shakes it. His eyes roll back in his head. Now, there might be a better one out there. I'm sure there is, but he sure is a good one, an occult preacher. The devil's propping him up. And same with Paula White. But see, those two people are the Christians. And it's the same with the Muslim over there. He don't know what he's doing. He's got his prayer rug out. Come Friday, he gets pork chop grease on his prayer rug when it comes time for pork chops. It's all hypocritical bullshit. It just is. And they're beelining all... Did Albert Pike say, the sovereign grand commander of Freemasonry, you know, the Confederate general, that everyone, you know, his statue's there in front of the Justice Center, that guy, you know, good guy. Yeah, well, they're all pedophiles. They're all pedophiles because that's part of their doctrine. Satanism and pedophilia go hand in hand. They just do. Did he talk about the three world wars and the final war after the year 2000? Yes, he did. Did Alice Bailey say the same thing? Yes, she did. Go on. If so much of it piled up, I can't get to it all. Listen, with a little bit of effort, anybody can check out all these doctrines that said they were going to put up their King of Jerusalem, as they call him, a European leader, King of Jerusalem for the world. One of the 10 wise men of the world. To rule the world. And that's been a thousands of year goal. And we're living through it. When you come out here in society and you pick, I don't like the Jews. Or you say, okay, I hate those Muslims. Or I'm a Christian and I love Israel and I love the Jews and the all that's okay in the world. You can be nice and hateful to each other and want to kill each other. But if you come out and you say, hey, all this is a ploy to set up the world leader, now they all hate you because we're a remnant. the Family Faith and Fun Center, the Grace Bible Chapel, and their Oktoberfest, their Gracetoberfest. And their chapel is a six-sided room with a six-sided phallic symbol in the middle. It's based on the oldest shrines in the world, the round rooms. They got a grant to traffic children, built a whole new building out back. They traffic children across the world. And yet they're up there with their family-friendly fun they're having today. They painted the inside of the chapel black. Painted all the windows in, so it'd be nice and black in there. Does that sound Christian to everybody? I'm just asking you. They are working for the devil. And the people supporting it, people sticking up for it. Riddles and stone. Riddles and stone, folks. That obelisk represents something. The six-sided room represents something. And what does it represent? It represents the 666 man. The 666 man, the Antichrist. I'm telling you, beware out here, folks. They are playing for people's souls. They're trafficking in slaves and men's souls and women's souls. Beware of these preachers. I'm begging you out there to get on these podcasts and learn what's going on if you don't know. If you're new out there, I'm begging you. I'm asking you not to believe your preacher and to check this out. Get on there. There's now, we were at 777 lessons, and now we're at 778. Yeah, 778 lessons. Revelations is on there twice. The book of Isaiah is on there, completely gone over. We've gone through the book of Jasher and harmonized it. We've gone through Enoch and harmonized it. The lessons there will instruct you and give you the basics so that now you can go out and have your own Bible study with people and you'll know exactly what's going on. That's a promise. You'll know the similitude. I'm begging people to get on there and look. Okay. Well, anyway, the Protestant movement was done here on Halloween. That's not an accident. That's the timetable of Satan. And lots of dastardly deeds get done dirt cheap during this period of time that we're in right here. And we're living through another one. You are getting bombarded. I don't care who you are. I don't care what channel you turn on. You turn on the internet, I don't care. You're being bombarded with the spell of the ram and the he-goat prophecy. It's smacking you upside the head if you don't know. We've been putting it up there and putting it up there because it's so important that people understand that as a Christian. Is it important for you and me to know what the ram and the he-goat prophecy is? Folks, it's deadly important because timing and prophecy is everything. That's why the rapture lie that came out of Martin Luther, came out of Calvinism, came out of Darby, came out of this gang of Hell's Angels, biblical Hell's Angels. That's why what we're saying is so important. Because these people are out here destroying the timing of everything. Once you say, I'm going to be raptured, you don't know anything. You don't know anything. You can't discern the easy 7, 7, and 7. Seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials. And there are victory. You don't understand that. You don't realize none of that because you're waiting on this stupid rapture lie and the timing of everything's gone. That's one of the ploys of Satan out here, is to destroy the timing of everything. So even for people that have a little bit of knowledge, they'll get fooled. If you don't dive in your Bible today, if you don't do it, the time is getting short. That's why I'm begging you people out there that still believe in Martin Luther. He's no different than the Pope. And there's a real Pope coming. Do you realize that the Satanists call this new Antichrist, they call him the Pope of the world, the real Pope? Does everybody know that? That's not hard to investigate. Why? Because they put it out there. Like the term Lucifer, with all the people that we just discussed, you realize Martin Luther didn't have any problems with the Catholic Church for 25 years. He was okay with all of it. And just like that, he has a meeting with the Habsburgs and the Pope, and he goes to these multi-billionaire occultists, Warburgs, that finance Hitler, and you people are going to believe Hitler? It's like Romans 13. Where's that? Well, Hitler handlers used it. Wow. See, we're no better than the Nazis. We aren't. We're going to get fed into the meat grinder over there in the Middle East. Now, that's where we're headed. If you're hating the Muslims, if you're hating somebody because they're black, if you're hating somebody because they're white, if you're involved in any of this dialectic stupidity, you are being fed into the meat grinder, into a spiritual meat grinder. And I'm, once again, I ain't going to say anymore. I'm begging you people to get on here and learn what you're saying and doing. It's on there for now. Make use of it. Load it down onto your MP3. Do whatever you got to do. Get it on the hard drive. But don't remain in this stupidity. Just don't. A little bit of knowledge, a tootsie in the water, is going to get you killed. It's going to get you killed. A little bit of knowledge is detrimental. It'll give you the second death. All right. Enough on me. I hope everyone realizes what all I just said there. If not, there's plenty of these studiers that do at the table here. But here I am in 1 John chapter 4. It says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." And that's exactly what we are facing today. There is an abundance of Paula White and Kenneth Copelands. Now, how do we weigh these spirits out? Okay, we're not contacting them through a porthole, but the spirits are out here. God's angels are out here. "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world." So you see, these Antichrist, we went through that. We went through the four stages in the Antichrist, through the prophecy of the wicked eagle, how these Antichrists have always been there, and what is the process, and then the two little feathers at the end. Does everybody remember that? Because everybody went back and listened to that. Do you understand this Antichrist is knocking on your door? "For it says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." In the world is the spirit of the devil, of Lucifer. In you is the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost is in you. They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And that's exactly what I'm saying. The muckety muck, suit and tie wearing Rosicrucian is not going to tell you the truth. There is no one that belongs to a secret society from the Committee of 300 down that will tell you the truth. There's no Satanist that's going to break his blood oath and tell you the truth. And he is not fit to be preaching like the preachers up here at the Grace Chapel. They are all occultists. They all belong to secret societies. And that ain't the only place, but it's a bad one. The spirit of truth and the spirit of error, two different spirits. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Okay, that's the agape, it's called. That's a Holy Ghost love that goes beyond understanding. It says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So there's the spirit of the Father. The agape. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son, capital S, into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent us his Son to be propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Okay, now here's what we're talking about as we go through the Old Testament. And there is, the Lord appears to a lot of the patriarchs, like to Moses and to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob. Listen to this in 12. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Okay, and that's what I'm saying. When the Lord is dining or walking in there when Samuel's a kid and walking around in the tabernacle, that's Christ. We can see Christ today. In the future, we will see Christ. We can look on his face. We can't look on the face of the Father. The Bible teaches that he is a devouring fire of the Holy Ghost. We cannot look on him and live. But we can look at Christ in the future. 13, hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit, capital S, and we know what that is. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior, capital S, of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed that the love of God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. That's the agape. 17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Now, the day of judgment, that we're leaning on his second coming with this. See, the day of judgment is the second coming. Now, here we have the good fear versus the bad fear. See, it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Okay, And that's the reason here, and that's in 18. We've discussed that number, what that means. Why do they create the trauma-based programming? You are to look at your computer screen and start to fear. Right now, they're threatening the United States that this war is coming to the United States. It's not staying over in the Middle East. They just announced that any one of us could be a single wolf, lone wolf terrorist. That was on Fox News yesterday. Yeah. Yeah. So in other words, well, what kind of terrorists are you talking about? They're not explaining. What they said on Fox News yesterday makes every one of you a suspect to be a terrorist. And they're saying that this war is not staying over there in Israel, that it's coming right here to our doorstep. You realize? Here's what this is. Every little reset thing that we've been over, reset this, reset that, reset this, reset that, is going to be done over this fraud of a war that we got going on. This spell of a war, this ram and the he-goat prophecy, folks, is going to make every one of these stupid, crazy reset climate change, get your jab laws that they want to put in, they're going to put them in under this emergency war. How do you like that? Now, does that make me fear? No, it makes me angry. Makes me angry. But I'm telling you that what he's talking about here, we don't have that kind of fear. We don't fear the Antichrist. We don't fear what any government can do to us. We fear only God Almighty. That's the good fear. We do not fear man. We do not fear those things coming on the world. That's a commandment by God. All right, I'm getting off track again. 19, we love him because he first loved us. Okay, that's a plain statement. If any man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen now, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. And those are the brothers in Christ and sisters in Christ. Okay? Now, we get this last chapter in. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God. See, those are the brethren. When we love God and keep his commandments. Okay, there's your works, folks. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. No, they're joy. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So here's faith and works all in one chapter, all in one verse. Bang. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Question mark. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit, capital S, that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. So we have to do all this in truth. We cannot be worshiping in lies. 7, it says, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Did you hear what he just said there? The Word is Christ. You're reading his word. His words are Spirit. It's all intertwined. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and the written doctrine in that statement right there. Okay? And these are, and there are three that bear witness in earth. The Spirit, capital S, and the water, capital W, and the blood, capital B. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son, capital S. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. See, yeah, they have death. They are double dead. They worship death. They love death. They long for death, and you know what? They're going to get their cup filled up. 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God, and that is Yahshua. Yahshua, or Joshua, Y and J interchanged into English, Jesus Christ. 14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it, and that is blasphemy of the Holy Ghost, if anybody doesn't know that. Like bacon of healing, bacon, Holy Ghost, saying the Holy Ghost did it when he didn't, etc. Seeing a miracle by the Holy Ghost and saying it's of the devil. Lying too about the Holy Ghost. Lying about the Holy Ghost. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. So your sins are forgiven. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. Did he just say the whole world lies in wickedness? Could that be? All right. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. And the worst idol in the world is the obelisk, and the temple itself that contains that obelisk is an idol. Did I just say that? Yes, I did. Those temples out there with all their esoteric riddles in stone are idols, folks, and you have to stay away from the idols. That being said, we're going to go ahead and ask the table people to speak that would like to speak. All right. Listen, everybody here at the table is good. So let me ask Phoneland people, is there anyone that has anything to say about this? Any questions, comments, things you'd like to bring up? Please hit me.
Yeah, Tom, I watch videos on YouTube by... it's called Off Grid with Doug and Stacy, and Doug was talking in his last video about the political situation in Israel. The Netanyahu has been wanting to change their laws so that the government has more power and the people have less power. And the Israel has got the highest jab rate of any nation in the world. So I'm sure there's a lot of grief over all the people that have died as a result of the jabs over there. So his popularity is in the toilet. So that was a good reason to get a war going to bolster his ratings. Just like he pointed out during the protests in Hong Kong, that the people were upset because of that extradition law that the Chinese government had passed, to where they could disappear people from Hong Kong that they deemed fit. So you notice that the COVID response started right after that big clash in Hong Kong. So that's the same scenario where this started in Israel after their big protest. He said it was 20 some weeks straight they've been protesting in the streets there in Israel. So I just wanted to bring that up.
Okay. Well, Netanyahu is nothing more than Biden. He's a fake, he's a fraud, they don't care who likes him and who don't. He's put there to take the heat and take the pies. And this war is so much bigger than anything that has to do with the popularity of Netanyahu. This war has been planned for thousands of years. Thousands of years. This three-way war, this religious war. So you take the military's not listening to Netanyahu. Netanyahu's listening to the military. Same with the closet skeleton man we have here in the United States. It doesn't matter whether it's Trump or whether it's Biden. It doesn't matter. The industrial complex, the military-industrial complex, is controlling these people. So this is yesterday's politics in today's world. We have a world government that's been here. It's been here. And what we are doing now is putting the final touches to it. We're putting in our world leader. That's where it's going. That's why he's there to be hated. He's there to take the lumps. He's there, just like Biden. He's there. Oh, they're going to kick him out of office. Right. Because all politics have to go. All politics, all resemblance of democracy or republic have to go. Because the new man-made man put in there by Satan is coming to the top. Israel is the point of the spear of the world government. That's the politics we're under. We're under the four major trading blocks. The world's divided up into 10 sections. Like the Club of Rome said, it's moved straight ahead. It's not looking to the left and to the right. The politicians are there to give us a facade of what the real government is. The real government is never going to be given to the public. Never. We are going to the new religion. We are going to the new political arena, and we're already there. We're already there. They have all these people thinking that they worship Allah. They don't. They don't know what they worship. They worship Lucifer. You say, well, what about the Christians? The Christians have no idea what they're doing. Notice here we read John and said, in truth, if you are worshiping, saying you're going to church, right? Okay, well, give me the line in the King James Bible where it says go to church. Give me that. Well, no, that's a modern term. That every fake Christian, let me tell you, they're leading you down the garden path. They're taking you back to Babylon. That's where they're taking you. And it doesn't matter whether it's the idiot on his prayer rug with his beanie on facing Mecca every day. You realize that these people have put all those religions into play. They control all those religions. They control the Christianity. They control the Muslim. They control the Catholic. They control the Protestant. And they control Netanyahu. Netanyahu has a great picture there, an old black and white, with his arms around Mayor Rothschild. Ah, now you're getting the real government. There's three Rothschilds based in London. And when all of them put their wand into that fire, bah, that's law. And the rest of everybody will hop right in line. The UN will come out, the DeVos group will come out, and your local politician will come out. Why do you think they have all the grants here to traffic kids and give them to this fake family fund center up here. Well, why do they have the mosquito pits, Bill? Why, you know, that was millions of dollars to dig that little pit up here in Manchester. So all that stagnant water lays there so that we can introduce our disease-giving mosquitoes. This is all a well-oiled plan. And Netanyahu was put there just to throw those pies there. In fact, they hope people hate him. And start no war because of Netanyahu. Who said that? Who said that? Who in the hell said that? Really? They did this so Netanyahu would be more popular? Get out of here. This is thousands of years in planning. Hey, I got an idea. You contact, what's the guy's name? The guy that feeds his horses, the guy that's off-grid. What's his name? You tell him to get on our podcast and learn what the hell he's saying. How about that?
Well, that's one component of it. I'm not saying that's the whole reason, Tom. I'm just saying he was pointing out the similarity to the protests in Hong Kong. In other words, whenever the people rise up against the government system and then they get slapped back down with the New World Order reaction, you know.
I say he's all wet. He ain't off grid. And I don't want to see him feed his horse.
Yeah, I'd like to give a take on what Tom was talking about with these preachers in the suit. Generation after generation of people that I know only want to go to a temple. They want a man. They want to go to a temple. They want to socialize. They don't believe there's any legitimacy to a home Bible study or anybody that isn't in the World Council of Churches. They've been indoctrinating this melding of all the religions here. They've been doing it for a long time. They have conferences all over the world where they get all these religions together. This is the melding. This is the creation of the global church, the New Age church, to bring in the Antichrist. But people are too lazy to think for themselves. They don't want to study for themselves. They want a man in a suit to tell them what's going on and what's going to happen and where we are in prophecy. They don't want to study for themselves and figure it out or study with us on our podcast because we're not legitimate in their eyes. That's all I got to say. Shame on them.
Okay, thank you for that, Pete. What else do we have? Anybody else out there got anything else to say? All right, so I go to the second epistle of John. It says here, the elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth, the truth, the truth, the truth. For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Just hear that. Grace be unto you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father in truth and love. I rejoiced greatly that I found of the children walking in truth. How many truths in a row is this? Does that mean lies? Does that mean half-truths? I rejoiced greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Now, they say that he is a spirit. They say that he's in office. There's all kinds of different rhetorics where they twist the physical, fleshly appearance of Jesus Christ there 2,000 years ago. It says, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him God speed. And that is what? The gift of the Holy Ghost, God speed, the quickening. Now, did you just hear that? If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him God speed. Now, you got to harmonize this with all the rest of these readings that we've had today. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. Well, having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen. Now, is there anybody else that would like to speak here during these last 8 minutes? Anybody at the table?
Hear from people out there.
Does anybody want to say anything from out in phone land? Okay, the third epistle of John. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Behold, I will wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, now how many times can he say stay in the truth? Here. You can't say I love Christ and be sucking down lies like a carp on top of the water, like they are in these temples up here. And they're getting worse by the day. Gay marriage, have an adulterer affair. Send me your money, and God will give you money. Give me 33% of your wages. Beloved, in 5, it says, beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church. And that is the agape love again. Whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Because that for his namesake, they went forth taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I wrote unto the church, but Diotephus, who loveth to have the preeminence among them receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. And there's the enemies of the church attacking. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Well, Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. 13, I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name. All right, is there anybody that has anything else they would like to say? All right, with that in mind, I would like to ask Mr. Hickson to pray. Mr. Hickson, are you still out there?
I'm here. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day, Lord, for giving us your holy word to give us hope for future. And we thank you for being very present in our times of trouble. We just thank you for loving us and healing us and preserving us until your day, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yeah, amen. From Akron, Ohio, here from Midget, Harriet, Benzie, Bo, and myself. May the Holy Ghost go with every one of you. Bye-bye.